The Anchorage Museum is set to open the All Alaska Juried Exhibition tomorrow, a show bringing together works of contemporary art from across the state. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, in its 48 years, the semi-annual exhibition has served as a showcase for new and evolving art in a state with a rich creative tradition.
Caroline Kozak organized this year's show, the 35th the museum has put on since its first All-Alaska Juried Exhibition back in 1966.
Really, the show started to showcase Alaskan artists and the work that's being made in the state and to provide a survey of the work that's currently being produced in a wide variety of media.
Defining contemporary art isn't easy, especially in Alaska. For a long time, fine arts with their roots back in Europe were considered better than native art, and the two were treated as separate schools. But in recent decades, there's been a push by galleries and art museums to collapse those boundaries, and Kozak says the exhibit submission rules are intentionally broad.
When we say contemporary art in Alaska, it really means you live here, and you're creating art, and you can submit to the show.
Kozak handled 600 submissions for the show, and then this year's jurist, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson of the Portland Art Museum, selected 40 for the exhibition, including this year's winner of the Juror's Choice Award, Anchorage's Cody Swanson.
So the two pieces that were accepted into this exhibition are pinhole photographs of landscapes that I took using a camera that I built from a cast of my head. So it's my head on top of a tripod.
Looking at Swanson's modified photos, you can't tell that they came from a self-constructed camera. He built the device to shift away from self-portraits, but still keep a part of himself and his imagination in the world he photographs. Framed on the gallery's walls, the pictures are moody gray landscapes, punctuated by fanciful, almost cartoonish ink sketches of objects that don't belong, like a Ferris wheel on the cold and windy nub of Beluga Point, or a wishful bridge out to Fire Island in Cook Inlet.
And the inspiration for this came partly from a 1989 report that I came across at work called Fire Island Crossing. It was a proposed bridge or causeway to Fire Island. And whenever I look at Fire Island, I always wish I could go over there.
Swanson's head camera pieces are about documenting the outside world with the distortions of memory and imagination. His mixed media works involve a nuanced approach to an old medium, film inside a pinhole camera. But other artists in the show use materials like beads, smoked moose hide, beaver, and 55-gallon drums recast as video screens. Such diversity and range smashes the idea that there's any one flavor among the state's community of artists, showing off that Alaska and contemporary aren't contradictory terms when it comes to art. The juried exhibition opens tomorrow, and admission to the museum is free from 6 p.m. until 9 as part of the First Friday series. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.